Today, residents in Akron, Ohio, are marching for justice. The 8 police officers who shot and killed a black man named Jaylen Walker last... The 8 police officers who shot and killed a black man named Jaylen Walker last summer will not face criminal charges. A grand jury declined to indict them Monday. Police say Walker was fleeing an attempted traffic stop, and they claim they believed Walker was a threat because he turned towards officers and motioned towards his waistband. Walker did have a gun in his car, and officers say he fired a shot from the vehicle, but he was unarmed when he was shot. Officers fired 94 shots. 46 bullets pierced Walker's body, killing him. The shooting sparked outrage across the country. And now that the grand jury has found officers were legally justified in using lethal force, even more emotion is bubbling to the surface. Let's hear reaction from the leader of a local group called Freedom Bloc, or the Black-led Organizing Collaborative. Reverend Raymond Green Jr. has lived in Akron most of his life. Reverend, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. You know, first, tell us how you and your community is feeling today.
Oh, man, we're feeling like we're in a twilight zone. There's nothing that you can tell me to justify someone being shot at 100 times and not one person being held responsible. It is showing us what Black life not only means in Akron, Ohio, not only means in the state of Ohio, but what Black life means in this country. We are grieving, but in our grief, we are strategizing on how to make Akron a whole place for everybody. That is our focus.
You know, people must look to you, Reverend, for guidance at times like this. What are you telling people who, as you're saying, are grieving and must be angry?
Yes, I'm doing everything I can to give them permission and space to be angry. We have been conditioned through this capitalistic world to hide our anger, but the Bible teaches us there is nothing wrong with righteous indignation. And if you have any other feeling right now other than angry, after watching a black man get shot at close to 100 times with 46 bullets landing in his body, there is no other emotion that a person can have right now other than anger. It's now it's about fueling that, using that anger to fuel the right conversations about the country that we live in, having the right conversations about a police state, a police country that protects the very, very rich, and everyone else is able to be gunned down by state-sanctioned law enforcement with no repercussions. Mm-hmm. So our anger is fueling our conversations and understanding of this country that we live in and the solutions and the strategies that we need to change it.
And what are the plans for the days ahead? How are you encouraging people to express that?
Any way they choose. But we're going to march throughout this city today. We're going to march throughout this county until these 8 officers are fired. We're going to march throughout this state until qualified immunity is ended, until pattern and practice investigations not only happen in the Akron Police Department, but the police departments throughout the state of Ohio and Black communities across the country. People are going to feel uncomfortable until Black men are able to feel comfortable in this country. It is my mission to make people feel uncomfortable until Black men is able to feel comfortable in this country.
Reverend Green, why do you think that this decision came back the way it did?
This decision came back because the police has a license to kill. When you have Black people who are not human to law enforcement, and you have this, the weight of the state, the weight of the law behind you, this is how these things not only happen, but continue to happen.
What needs to change?
Civility. We need civility in our country, which means that everyone is able to eat. Everyone is able to have a roof over their head. When you have and have nots, then you have law enforcement. Without law enforcement, these things don't happen. You only need law enforcement for one reason, to protect the have from the have nots. So we have to take a hard look at capitalism and begin to provide living wages, begin to provide affordable housing that allows us to eliminate law enforcement, allow community to be community and take care of themselves. And that's what needs to happen.
What is the message you want to leave people with, Reverend, as they're getting ready to go out and protest today to call for justice for Jayland Walker?
Be safe, speak loud, and never stop until we get justice.
Reverend Raymond Green Jr. is the executive director of the nonprofit Freedom Block, and that stands for Black Led Organizing Collaborative in Akron, Ohio. Reverend, thank you.
Thank you.